It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Many in Hollywood are closely watching the trial of Anthony Pelicano, known as the private detective to the stars. His many clients range from former super agent Michael Ovitz to comedian Chris Rock. Pelicano is now in prison, accused of wiretapping and other misconduct. NPR's Kim Masters reports the case is bringing many power players to the witness stand.
He doesn't look so tough sitting at a table in the federal courtroom, balding, bespectacled, wearing a prison-issue olive drab windbreaker. But an array of witnesses has testified about being spied on, harassed, and threatened. Some are rich and powerful victims of the alleged illegal wiretapping. Others are rich and powerful clients on whose behalf the alleged wiretapping occurred. Pelicano is acting as his own counsel, and so far he seems to be launching a rather limited defense. The gist seems to be that he did his job well.
Hi.
Courtney.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm okay.
No really big stars have appeared in court yet, but tapes of phone conversations between Pelicano and his clients, apparently recorded by Pelicano himself, have leaked to the Huffington Post website. They seem to show how Pelicano played his tough guy role, as he does here for the benefit of Courtney Love.
Now, if I can determine that I can trust you,
mm-hmm.
and we have a meeting, there are lots of things that I can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these conversations have to be between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot betray me.
Mm-mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have conversations with lawyers.
I like talking to an Italian.
Sicilian.
Well, that's even better.
Pelicano's sound isn't always pristine, certainly not in this tape, in which he assures panic-stricken comedian Chris Rock that he will take down a woman who threatened Rock with a rape allegation. No charges were ever filed in the matter.
Once, you know, you're accused of rape, it's just
I know, that's why I want to blacken this girl up. Totally. But I want to make her out to be a lying scumbag, manipulating. That's what I want.
For years, many in Hollywood devoutly hoped the Pelicano case would turn into a sensation. They wanted to see some Hollywood power brokers turning on the legal spit, like former super agent Michael Ovitz and Brad Grey, who runs Paramount Pictures. Both benefited from Pelicano's services, and both have said they knew nothing about any alleged illegal acts. If they're being less than truthful, it seems the U.S. attorney can't prove it. They haven't been charged, and neither has their lawyer, Burt Fields. Fields is another prominent Hollywood player with a star clientele that includes Tom Cruise. When sticky legal situations arose, Fields routinely hired Pelicano, but he too says he has no knowledge of wrongdoing. With all these hotshots apparently walking away, many in Hollywood have found the trial to be disappointing, but still intriguing. And certainly the allegations presented by the U.S. attorney should concern anyone, even if they can't find Sunset Boulevard without a map. If prosecutors are right, Pelicano infiltrated the police department and the phone company, rummaging at will through personal information. And he got away with it for years. Kim Masters, NPR News.